America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Millsack, in what way have you most yourself become your parents over the last year? Any obsessive Weather Channel watching or sweet Costco pants that you found? It's an easy one for me. The most exciting thing in my life for the last couple of weeks has been my pumpkins. I got two that are already ready to go. I got three more that are on the brink.
Who do you get that from?
Seven pumpkins. My dad's always grown pumpkins.
Oh.
Big pumpkin guy. I've never grown pumpkins
did
before.
Did you ever care to as a kid? Did you think
not
I'm
really
going to do this?
Not really at all. This really? Is more of I have a kid thing now that I actually want pumpkins. And if you grow your own pumpkins, the secret is you can get out of going to the pumpkin patch, which are one of the most overrated things on man on the entire planet Earth. And so I'm very excited about my pumpkins.
I probably got my mom's anxiety and short temper, and I didn't get raised by my dad, so I don't know.
That's all you got? Yeah. Anything, Swag?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I do have the teaching bug. That's the family thing, so I find myself trying to...
Who do you teach?
Teaching people?
Well, I taught all the interns here when we had an intern
you
program.
Did? That is
I
true.
Remember that.
That is true. That's where I started. What's the longest road trip you've taken? How long did you drive, and where did you go, and would you do it again?
Repeat that question. I'm sorry.
Longest road trip. Where'd you go, and how long did you drive?
Longest road trip I've ever done is probably L.A. I did it in one shot, left at 7 a.m., got to L.A. at, I want to say, 8:30. Fell asleep twice in between Sacramento and L.A.
That's
when
good feeling.
It's nowhere. It's just nothingness.
Yeah.
It's Fresno.
Darkness.
You know what woke me up twice?
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, oh, my God, I am still driving.
It was
terrifying.
Either that or some wildlife darting across.
I would have hit it. I was, like, dead asleep. I was, like, out. My friend was out. It was, like, planes, trains, and automobiles type situation.
This is a problem. Those little white lines, man, they make you fall asleep. You're just kind of humming along. The sound of the car. There's nothing entertaining going on.
I just kept thinking, like, who lives here? Yeah, why would you live here?
You got to roll your window down, put your head out like a dog. That's how you wake yourself up.
So mine, that's probably mine.
L.A.? Yeah. Swag, longest road trip?
Was when I was a kid. My parents drove. My mom didn't get on an airplane until she was, like, in her 40s.
Just scared of flying? Didn't want to do it?
I don't know if it was her or her parents didn't want to fly, that I don't know. So we drove. My aunt had a cabin up in Aspen, Colorado, and I was little. My little brother was still in diapers. I remember driving from Portland to Aspen, Colorado over a couple of days in this old gold Dodge Duster. It seemed like it took forever to get there.
Did your mom see the Hindenburg by chance? Do you think maybe she grew up with that?
No.
That vision in your mind? This isn't good.
Anybody alive in there?
No.
The answer is no. She's good flying now. Once she had the opportunity to go to Hawaii, she's like, okay, I'm getting on
all right,
her.
Let's do that. Let's that sounds go. Good. How long does a boat take? That's too long. Let's
exactly.
take a flight. That sounds more ideal.
So once we got there, but it was like 2.5 days. I remember them pulling over in the middle of the night in like nowhere, Utah, to change my brother's diaper in the back of the car.
Yeah.
One of those things. But
good memories.
Yeah.
Good childhood memories. We did a drive when I was a kid to Omaha, Nebraska for one summer, and it was my appendix broke when we got there, and so that was a whole thing. I then had to fly back because I couldn't sit in a car for that long.
Did your appendix break or burst?
It burst. Yeah, okay. My appendix burst, and I didn't know what it was at first. So that was the fun end of that trip. I was probably in fifth grade-ish. I was very young. As an adult, the longest road trip I've done is to Phoenix to see my team lose in the Final Four.
I remember that trip.
It was a 24-hour drive, and then they couldn't get an offensive rebound, and then I had to drive drive 24 hours back. That was a lot of fun.
You saw Final Four.
I did see
cool.
a Final Four.
That was cool.
It was pretty cool to see the floor and all that. That was badass.
I have become, I don't know if I got this from either parent. And I know my answer wasn't great on that first question. It literally is my mom's anxiety. I have a thing right now where I don't want to watch my team play in pivotal spots because I don't want to see my team lose.
Hence leaving an Ohio State game early to not witness the final field goal.
But you're willing to do it. You're willing to drive to Phoenix in the chance that your team loses in a Final Four, and yeah. I don't think I
wouldn't do that again. I would not. That was a one-time thing of like, I was a little bit younger, this is fun, and then that drive back was absolutely brutal. Somehow on the drive back through California, I also got us off of I-5. And to this day, none of us have been able to figure out how that happened.
How did you just stay on I-5?
I don't know.
Well, it must have been like a freeway.
It was a parallel highway. Yeah, so
we were
still going in the right direction, but we looked at the signs randomly and we're like, wait a minute. How? What?
Because that drive sucks.
And it's never made any
Southern
sense.
California.
Yeah. No clue.
It's insane.
Almost got murdered at a gas station. Great times. Millsack, what is your guys' favorite place to get get breakfast? Mine is Marco's Cafe at Multnomah Village. If you haven't been there, I highly recommend it.
Been to Marco's. Dean's off Highway 212.
Dean's your spot?
Yeah, Dean's is cash only, and it is old school style, home style breakfast that still thinks it's 1997 with the portions they give you.
I love that.
And the price they charge. It's delightful.
Love that. You got a go-to breakfast spot, Swag?
We're big La Provence fans. We have a La Provence.
Of course you are.
Over there. They're building a new one right there in Cedar Hills.
Put your pinky up when you say
it. You got to say La Provence.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So,
I don't really ever go to breakfast. I should. I love breakfast food.
I don't do it enough.
We don't go out to breakfast very often.
I don't do it enough. I love to walk. I mean, this goes back to our Sherry's conversation. There is not a better smell in the world for me than walking into a breakfast restaurant.
Oh, God. The bacon, the sausage,
amazing.
The coffee,
just
the
wakes
hash
you up.
Browns.
Makes you feel great.
It feels good.
The best place, though, when I go visit PAX over in Bend, there's a place called the Victorian Cafe, and it's just stuff.
Perfect.
So good.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spicy Millsack, bear with me. This is a long one. It's going to take me about 5 minutes to read through this.
Oh.
Spicy Millsack, keeping in terms of yesterday's spice, This is for Sprague and Swag. Can we start a policy of giving Dirt a smack every time he tries pulling the no one's giving us a chance card?
That's assault, brother.
I swear if we have to hear him bellyache about how tough he's had it as a Duck football fan with so much disappointment while they're winning how many conference titles and Rose Bowls and going to national title games while us Beavers are sitting here having no conference or Power 5 status, never having won an outright title or Rose Bowl trip in 50 years and the foundation we had laid was stolen from us, he really doesn't have any idea of what college football sports suffering is. Anybody who wasn't a Duck until 1994 or later does, because you have been hand-fed everything we ever wanted since then. Hashtag built, not bought.
Yeah.
Well said. Excellent. Well done.
Spoken like somebody who's never experienced losing a national championship game. It's incredibly painful.
It must be tough to be in a national championship game. I'd never know.
I was told, though, that Oregon's never won anything. That's what people always say. Oregon's never won.
They haven't won a national championship.
Cross-country titles, maybe.
Track and field.
Never won anything that mattered. So why
tall furs, baby.
So why does this count?
The first NCAA men's basketball.
It's told we don't win anything.
I was thinking yesterday, I can understand how that Beaver fan feels.
Dirt moratorium, basically.
Well, he does have from time to time. I don't think he means it. I would actually say this, despite what the Texas police may say.
I feel like I have been incredibly supportive of the Oregon State suffrage movement over the last year.
I genuinely do believe that.
I do not punch down.
There's still a big brother pat us on the head tinge of conceitedness.
What do you want? You want me to just make fun of you? Is that what you want?
No.
Can't beat Nevada? Welcome to your new reality? Is that what you want?
Well, I think most of the time you're pretty fair. What I would say, though, is, and I don't think you intend this, it's much like my tone with my wife sometimes. I say something and she hears it. I don't say it how I think I'm saying it.
Why are you upset right now?
Well,
why are you giving
me
attitude?
Like, no, I didn't mean it like that.
Just matter of fact.
Sometimes it's tone. And sometimes your tone is like, they lost to UNLV and you went, that defense was actually more impressive. It's like they almost gave up 400 yards and lost to UNLV.
I thought the run defense was pretty good this weekend.
They lost.
They did lose.
To UNLV.
I'm not defending the loss.
In a two-team conference where they're a pseudo-Mountain West team and they're like the fourth.
See, this is what I'm saying. Like, what do you want me to say then? Your program sucks. There's no hope. All is done. Give up as a fan. Like, what do you want me to say?
There is no positive takeaway from getting destroyed by Nevada and then losing at home. Yeah. And basically, I know you didn't, but you were down double digits until the last 2 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
That's your back-to-back weeks. So, like, I didn't walk away going, I'm really happy with the rush defense.
I'm not coming in saying I'm very happy about Oregon State's rush defense. I just said they played better than I thought they were going to.
I know, but your team beat Idaho and you were panicking.
Yeah.
You guys won.
We did. You asked me after the Boise State game how I feel about Dan Lanning. Has my opinion changed at all?
I did.
That was 5 weeks ago.
I did, yeah.
Look, I feel like I am incredibly supportive of Oregon State and what they've been through. There's a lot of Duck fans who take shots at everything that they've gone through. I have never done that. So, sure, maybe I'm patronizing from time to time. I also wholeheartedly believe everything that's happened to that program is horse-ass, and they don't deserve any of it. And the fact that Cal and Stanford is in a Power 5 spot and you're not is laughable, because those programs are not Power 5 conference teams, and they shouldn't be Power 5 conference teams over Oregon State and Washington State. So, yes, I understand my pain and suffering is not to the level of what you have gone through. It's also incredibly painful to lose a national championship when a guy is down at the 50-yard line.
Twice.
One where you think you're going to blow the opponent out.
The second one was
really painful to go through that. Really painful.
Cardale Jones. I thought you guys had it.
Mel Sack, if the Yankees win, does Swag become a Yankee fan next year?
No.
Okay, just checking. Mail sack question.
You've abandoned your hockey team, your NFL team. What do you mean, what the hell?
You have abandoned two of your fandoms.
In like the last 4 years.
That has happened.
What do you mean, what the hell?
We make fun of Patrick NFL Harris team. On this show, and you
have done it twice.
You've done it twice.
You also said your team was going to lose to the Padres. And
you did. You said we're done.
Pitch gems.
I'm stunned.
Neither in the World Series.
I am amazingly
stunned. You're amazing. Your billion-dollar roster.
How did Shohei Ohtani get him over the top? I can't believe it. I'm shocked. They're the best player in the sport. How did they do
it?
What? It's crazy.
$700 million deferred until the guy's dead. How did they do it?
Last one. Mail sack question to give you guys some time to think. What was your worst sports take you've ever had on the show, one that aged horrifically?
Too many to count.
Yeah, I can't. I don't even know where to begin with that. I would say my worst takes.
Squat 300 pounds.
I would say like non-sports takes are my worst. Saying I would never be a seltzer guy and then becoming a seltzer guy.
That was good.
And then being anti-cord cutting and now being all in on the cord cutting are easily my two worst takes I've ever had on the show.
The worst takes. God, I have so many. I'm trying to think.
It's too hard to narrow them down.
Yeah, maybe the Robert Covington trade. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
two
we like that one.
Picks. Robert, I see it. I know it. I get it.
40% 3-point shooter, man. 3-and-D.
I think I said John Ross was going to be a stud for
because he ran the 4-1.
Yeah, he was 40. Fast. That he was fast good. At the combine.
He was going to be the guy.
Oh, there you go.
I have a lot of the misses in that regard, too, the players.
Oh, that's the beauty of the draft. We all know have no clue what we're talking about, but we give our takes anyways, man.
The best about football is that the football people don't either.
No, not even the GMs do.
They spend all that time scouting. At least my excuse is I don't watch all the tape.
Spicy.
It was a spicy mail sack today. Thanks for bringing it.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.